Monday, September 22nd. Welcome to Damon Bruce Plus. It is awesome having you here. Thank you very, very much for joining us. And thank you to my man Ike for sponsoring us. I'm telling you, you're working this week. You got an office. The office needs lunch. Check out Ike's Catering. You'll be happy that you did. I hope you live in an Ike's area. I really do. If you're in the Bay Area, if you're in California, chances are you do. Check out Ike's delicious sandwiches, ready to be picked up, delivered to you. Outstanding stuff. Join us at the Dubliner West Portal coming up on October 4th, 420. We're going to have another Plus Mania meetup. It's going to be great. It's the Saturday after that Thursday nighter between the 49ers and the Rams. And we want to thank our friends at Sleeper for sponsoring us here. This 49ers season on the Plus, brought in part to you by Sleeper, America's fastest growing fantasy site. I had Christian McCaffrey scoring 2 touchdowns yesterday, so I was wrong about that. That didn't happen. My plays did not come in, but I had an awful lot of fun, and you will too over on Sleeper. Obviously, make good choices, everybody, and use $100. Get a $100 deposit match up to $100 when you use promo code Damon, and the link to do that is in the description of the very video that you are watching right now. So thanks indeed to everyone for being a part of this show. Thanks indeed to you for being here as part of this show today. And we thank Michael Klein, who has become a member of the Initiated. That's a hell of a way to support the channel. Thank you very, very much, Michael. And thank you, San Francisco 49ers. 3-0, boys and girls, 3-0, and the man in the middle of it, well, technically that is Christian McCaffrey. He has received more touches than anybody else in football, more touches than any other 49er through 3 games in 49ers history. But I want to start talking about Ricky Pearsall. Slick Rick. Man, let me tell you, it couldn't have started worse, right? The guy catches a bullet before he catches an NFL pass. And because of that shooting, his entire rookie season is just reduced to slow start after setback, after he finally gets out there, and now he's catching in rhythm. And, you know, at the very end of last year, he had a couple of good games, I guess. But, there, you know, I didn't know. And then it's training camp. And you know what? He's out here and he's looking good in training camp. But what does training camp really mean? I don't know. You know, I just saw, you know, Equanimeous St. Brown look pretty good. For a minute there, Jalen Naylor was making the highlight reel. Like, what am Isaiah Naylor? Isaiah. What am I looking at? So Ricky Pearsall looks good in training camp. Like, that and 275 gets you on Muni. So who gives a shit? What's he going to be like when the green flag goes down? The 49ers don't win that game if he doesn't pin that ball to his ear hole yesterday and make that huge catch in the fourth quarter. And right now, Ricky Pearsall is officially coming into his own. He's 3rd in the NFL in total receiving yards. He's 5th in the NFL in receiving yards per catch. He is 4th in the NFL in yards per game behind Puka, Zay Flowers, who plays tonight and might find himself, you know, not in the top 3 after tonight, and Jackson Smith and Jigba in Seattle. This guy has been everything that they could have wanted. And considering there is nobody pulling attention off of him right now, no Kittle, no Ayuk, no DeMarcus, no Rob. I mean, there's nobody pulling attention away. Mac Jones has 2 legitimate NFL targets to throw the football to. You're either going to Ricky Pearsall or you're going to Christian McCaffrey. Ricky has been fantastic. His 24 targets are the most at the position of wide receiver on this team. Without Juwan Jennings out there, I think now Kendrick Bourne is 2nd in targets on this team. Everything you hope this young man might be, he is. Got Tyler Black, thank you for the super, saying Ricky P, the golden bullet, too soon. Yeah, we're not going to make light of that random act of violence in any way. But I'll tell you, the kid is a badass. He really is. We didn't know. You know, would he be tough enough to play? Is he going to be oft injured? Is he going to be a fragile guy? Is he going to be fast enough? Is he just going to be a dime cutter? But, you know, he really doesn't have the hands. He doesn't have the No. This looks like a full package player. This looks like a guy that you do pick in the first round of an NFL draft. He's affecting the outcome of professional football games. And there's not a lot of wide receivers in this league who do that. There's a few guys who make a few catches, but how many are actually out there changing the temperature of a football game? I don't think the 49ers are 3-0 without Ricky Pearsall. I certainly know they're not 3-0 without Mac Jones, who has done everything you could ask a backup quarterback to come in and do. Chris, 3-0 thanks to Jake Tongas. He's a part of it. I mean, he's a part of it. This really has been an all-hands-on-deck start to the year. Red Jet, always great to see you. Like, sub, and share. That's the very least we can ask of you. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. And tell a friend about this show. Tell a friend about this channel. Thank you oh so very much. By the way, we've been drinking coffee for hours now, but I just went up for a little bit more. Still qualifies as sip of the day. My carafe did a nice job keeping the coffee warm. Fuji, the kicker is good. Special teams kickoff coverage still scare me. Me too. There's a lot of improvement there that needs to be done. Brant Boyer, your job is not even started, much less completed. But Eddie Pinheiro, oh my goodness. Eddie Pinheiro, man. It's amazing that they didn't go to him earlier. It's amazing that it took long to find him. But he's been getting the job done. Otis, great to see you. San Bruno Mike, Vince Vargas. Sparty going to win this weekend, Vince? Leslie saying, Ricky just seems like a good person. You need to listen to him speak. He's just grateful every day to be alive, and it shows in his game. He's just on a different level. Yeah, I don't know if his secret weapon is gratitude or skill or what. I don't know. But whatever they brought in Ricky to do, it's working. It's working. There are not a lot of first-round draft picks this team has made that they brought in to do whatever they were brought in to do, and it works. This is working. Himstifer 53 says, B.A. Slick Rick, J.J. D. Rob, K.B., the wide receiver room is about to go from worst to first. I mean, I don't know about first, but a lot better. I mean, this is seriously, it's Ricky Pearsall, and good luck with that right now at the position of wide receiver, with all due respect to Juwan Jennings and Kendrick Bourne. But yeah, you're going to get Brandon Ayuk, you're going to get DeMarcus Robinson, you're going to get George Kittle, and you're going to get Juwan Jennings. I mean, this does get better. What a concept. The 49ers are actually going to get healthier as a football season moves along. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. You know, I think as a football fan, one of the things you got to root for is to win given the circumstances. And Niners fans should be acutely aware of what this team's circumstances have been. They've not been smooth sailing. Decisions made externally, internally, you know, watching all the puzzle pieces not exactly fit together and still produce a 3-0 record with two of those wins in your division, two of those wins with a backup quarterback starting, two of those wins coming on the road. This is a very, very good place for the 49ers to be, and I would even argue that it is the best 3-0 start of Kyle Shanahan's entire career, given the circumstances. And, you know, it's funny. You know, the Niners had this team history that is part reality and part mythology. You know, the Niners were such a dominant dynasty that you figured there were all these years where the only thing they knew was success. Well, the truth is, this is just the 10th 3-0 start in team history. With all the great teams that the 49ers have had, just the 10th time they've ever started 3-0. So it's not some easy thing to do. And look, you can get into the details. You can get granular and say, hey, if Tongas hadn't beat his defender up in Seattle and Brock throws a pick in the end zone, that's a loss. You could say Zay Jones doesn't hang on to that pass yesterday on third and ball game. The 49ers lose. There is no final drive. There is no Eddie winning it at the end of the game. This doesn't happen if Zay Jones hangs on to that pass. So a little bit of luck is going to be needed at all times on a football field. You never have to apologize for winning an NFL game. You never have to. You never have to apologize. Well, that game, the other team blew it, gave it away. Great. Fantastic. More of it, as a matter of fact. If you can order that on the menu, order it. The 3-0. It's not the smoothest, easiest, best-looking 3-0 of all time, but under the circumstances, I think it's the best 3-0 that Shanahan has put up. You know, what's been amazing is all the guys who have either played to their potential or are already reaching past it on this team that you didn't think that much of. I mean, not only have you got all these backups everywhere, if they're not a backup, chances are they might be a rookie. And here they are, and we saw another improving game from Alfred Collins. I thought we really felt C.J. West in a football game for the first time in his career. And Mykel Williams, who scared everybody to death, leaving with an injury there for a minute, had an awesome game. Mykel Williams, okay, maybe in week one, better in week two, much better in week three. I like the way that that's trending. And you're going to need it to keep trending in that direction because there is never a day of 49ers football where you don't have to go to the church and light a candle for somebody's injury. And that somebody today is Nick Bosa. There will be no bigger piece of news coming out of Santa Clara all season long than the results of whatever MRI Nick Bosa gets today, and the damage, the extent of which is done to his knee, is where it feels an awful lot of this season lies. In a sentence that I would not have been comfortable saying 3 weeks ago, I actually think the Niners are prepared to win a few games and continue some good defensive play without Nick Bosa, but you want that guy out there every single time if you can have him. He's been really, really good. I'll tell you, the 49ers run defense did improve yesterday. You could feel it improving as the game went along. And you could say, well, James Conner's broken ankle is a big part of that. But again, you don't have to apologize for what other teams do, the mistakes they may, or the injuries they incur. There were 21 carries yesterday by Cardinal running backs. So this takes all of Kyler Murray's jitterbugging right out of the box score. 21 carries by Cardinals running backs. 8 of those carries gained just a yard. 3 other runs gained 0 yards. 3 other runs beyond that were stopped for at least the loss of a yard. The Niners weren't doing that in New Orleans or in Seattle. They weren't tackling like that. So that got better in the middle. The Niners are not exactly pushing people around with their own offensive line right now. It's why some of the touches that Christian McCaffrey is getting worries me a little bit. I mean, Christian McCaffrey has touched the ball more times over the first 3 games of the season than any other Niner in team history. That is not sustainable. But given the current options on the team, I guess I understand why Kyle is doing it. Mac Jones, 53 of 80, 563 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, and the team is 2-0 in his 2 starts. This is good. Anyone who wants to present this as a quarterback controversy, I think, is out of their minds. I don't think there's any controversy. I don't think there's any questioning of quarterbacking hierarchy going on within the 49ers locker room internally. That just is not happening. Mac Jones has been very good. Fuji coming in saying, kicker is good. Special teams kickoff still scares me. Yep, we already got that one, Fuji. Thank you. He goes, wow, Bruce, Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl is set to retire. I heard that he's thinking about a run in politics, which, great. Tommy Tuberville 2.0. Red Jet. Let's go, Mac, Slick, Rick. Cheers to all the players stepping up when badly needed. Again, all you can do in sports is answer the bell when it rings. There are more dudes on the 49ers answering bells than, you know, letting Amazon just drop off that package on the doorstep. They're doing a really nice job, all things considered. Again, all things considered, this has been a really, really good start to the year for the 49ers. And, you know, even though the offense has lacked a little, they're moving the ball. They're not scoring the way you want them to, but they're moving the ball. And let me tell you, just moving the ball has not been that easy to do around the NFL. Right now, NFL offenses are averaging just 318 yards per game, the lowest total since 2005. And I understand it's only week three here, and it's a small sample size. It's the third lowest total this century right now. It will improve. There's no doubt the defenses are ahead of their offensive curves because preseasons aren't used quite like they used to be. So there's a stunting to an offense, I think, early on in the NFL season. You could even say it's the Kansas City Chiefs' lack of razzle-dazzle offense maybe affecting this on their own. But it was it's 3-0. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. It's 3-0. Whatever complaints you might have, I hear you. 3-0. 3-0 echoes louder to me than any complaint anybody might have this season. Chef A, Ricky Fire Emoji. Yeah, he's been great. He has been great. What you wanted is what you're getting, and you really can't ask for more than that. Fuji again coming in. What is the weak point on this 49ers team? I think it is their interior offensive line. Dominic Pooney's had a rough start to this year, although I still have an awful lot of confidence. They've already changed out left guard. Jake Brendel in the middle leaves, I think, a lot to be desired. But 3-0. 3-0 solves a lot of I didn't quite love that problems. The other thing that needs to change here, and it will change once more bona fide NFL players are stepping back into the room and into the fray, is what's happening with Christian McCaffrey. Right now, he leads the NFL with 77 touches. Again, the most touches through three games in 49ers history. That's the most touches through any three games. Not just the start of three games. It's any three games. So Christian McCaffrey, a guy who literally had to fly to Germany to solve his medical problems last year, is being used as if he's never been hurt and he's 22 years old. They're asking him to be Walter Payton, and he has basically kind of been about that. He's only averaging 58.7 rushing yards per game, but that's 14th best in football. Then you figure that he trips over 100 yards from scrimmage every single time he rolls out of bed when you factor in his receiving, and right now he is 14th in the NFL in catches. Christian McCaffrey would be the 14th most productive wide receiver in terms of catches in this league right now. That's how much they're throwing him the ball. He leads the entire NFL. This is from Josh Dubow. And even though McCaffrey has slowed down a tick, he doesn't seem to be quite as explosive as he used to. He still leads the entire league with 21 first downs. His 7 first downs per game average is just behind the 7.1 that he averaged when he won Offensive Player of the Year in 2023. So, you know, McCaffrey, not who he used to be, but you look at the numbers and, oh yeah, he's still who he used to be. Nobody moves the chains more than him. Nobody moves the chains more than that guy. The 49ers survived a fourth down right in field goal range where they went for it on fourth down and failed to pick up the conversion. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is where I started arguing with the chat yesterday. I think they played it right. The results aren't what you wanted. But, I mean, you know, poker players don't regret hands that they played correctly when they lose on the river card. That's called gambling. That's sports. Sometimes you can play it the right way and you still lose. But the goal is to play it the right way. I thought the 49ers played it the right way when they went for it on fourth and goal instead of kicking a chip shot field goal. I thought the defense had been playing well enough to say, hey, we're going to give Arizona 90 plus yards here. I thought, it's another play in the game, but the safeties boggled my mind yesterday too. I thought Kyler Murray was safetied. He wasn't. And I thought that Dominic Pooney's holding call came out of the end zone and that shouldn't have been a safety, but it was. Apparently, you can't challenge. I'm like, throw the flag. Can't challenge it. Look, the Niners are very, very fortunate to be 3-0. I think their fortune is about to improve. Nick Bosa's MRI withstanding, they're going to get healthier. If I were a betting man on Nick Bosa, I'm going to predict like a meniscus problem and he might miss six weeks. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but just given the vibe coming out where they're saying like, you know, it's not going to end his season, but it ain't good either. Is not good. You know, when Trent Williams is like, man, this Nick Bosa thing is just a buzzkill. That's not good. But hopefully it's not going to take a season away from him. Because the 49ers got an awful lot of season left in front of them. It's a really good start to the year. I think if you're a 49er fan, you got to be very, very excited with what has happened and what you've seen. And there's no reason not to be. Again, you don't have to apologize for what seems to be weak schedules, weak opponents. You don't need to. You don't have to. The only thing the 49ers need to do is stack W's on top of W's. What's next week going to look like? Are you going to go back to Mac Jones? Is his knee going to develop into something that means, hey, you're then turning around and saying, hey, Brock, how's that toe feeling, man? Are you ready to go? The fact that Brock was practicing last week kind of makes me think he's going to be practicing again this week, and you know he's going to want to get out there, not because Mac Jones is threatening him, but this team's better with their starting quarterback, like all football teams. So hopefully he gets back. It's going well, man. It's going well. There's just no doubting what's going on with the 49ers right now. How about that game-winning drive? On a day where they were terrible on third down, they're just 2 of 10 on third down in this game, they're like, on this game-winning drive, let's just make sure we never even see third down. And that's what happened. On that game-winning drive, the 49ers ran 7 plays. That doesn't include the kneel down to get Pinheiro into the middle of the hashes, and it doesn't include the spike to stop the clock. But in the 7 plays, 4 of them were on first down. 3 of the other plays were on second down. Every single second down play went for a first down. They didn't even see third down. And that was 2 second and tens. That was the really nice run by Brian Robinson, and I believe that was the really nice screen pass to Christian McCaffrey. The 49ers had 19 first downs in the entire ball game. 5 of them came on that final drive where Mac Jones was 5 for 7 for 59 yards, and he did it all while wearing a knee brace that he said made him a little uncomfortable out there. That's good. And Michael Williams coming on. CJ West coming on. Yetur Gross-Matos still playing well. The Niners run defense is improving here. James Conner got hurt. There's no doubt that that helped them improve yesterday, but I liked it. I liked what I saw. And if you're a Niner fan, again, you're 3-0. So even if you don't like what you saw, you're 3-0, shut up. Uh-oh. Postman and Capitola saying Schefter bomb. It is an ACL. Mike is saying Bosa out for season. Oh, man. Breaking news. Bosa done for the year. Ah, that sucks. That sucks. So now it's time to go get creative. Now it's time to start diving into other teams' practice squads, seeing who might be out there. But that really does suck. That changes how excited I am a little bit about the 3-0 start. But man, that's not what I wanted to hear about Nick Bosa. Not at all. That is no good. Another lost season for Nick Bosa. What a shame. I mean, you could tell as soon as he went down, laying down there, something was bad. And as he walked off, he looked up at the press box and he gave a thumbs down. Man, Bryce Huff, Mykel Williams, Sam Aquinu, an awful lot of responsibility just fell upon your shoulders. Man, that sucks. That really, really sucks. This team, though, has been next man up. Next man up all season long. And they... Yeah, Red Jet. Next man, the entire fuck up. Yeah, everybody, next man up on this team. Tuba Sun God says, dude can't stay healthy. It's a problem. It was a problem at Ohio State, you know? But no regrets. I mean, you're drafting that guy again. He's really good. When he is out there, he's really, really good. And unfortunately, he's not going to be out there for the remainder of the season. Man, that really, really hurts. We found out about that live. We found out about that here together. Thank you for being here today. Like and subscribe, my good friends. God, that sucks. That sucks. Again, it's supposed to be Victory Monday. You're supposed to be able to be excited over at least 24 hours, right? Fuck. Man, that's rough. Man, that is rough. Well, there's one thing the Boses know, and it's out of rehab. It's part of the family business. Both Joey and Nick, two great players who have seen massive stunts to their career because of the injuries that they have suffered. Gosh, that sucks. Man. Hey, good news. It's the Jaguars next week. You should be able to beat the Jaguars without Nick Bosa. You start 4-0. That's good news. You want some other good news? Let's go around the NFL, shall we? Let's dance around the NFL. Fuji. Time to start drinking now. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any whiskey down here. Maybe another little shot of Dayquil. You want to party? You want to get nuts? I mean, I'm better. I'm 80% better than I felt yesterday. I got to be honest with you. But yeah, I'll do a shot of Dayquil for Nick Bosa. We'll put one in the air for Nick. Here you are, Nick. You deserve some proper booze, but here you are. Hmm. Oh, menthol. Fuji, thank you for it, the supers. Fossey says, Bosa walked off the field on one ACL. You can run with a torn ACL. It's when you try to change direction straight forward. You can do it with a torn ACL. Tore his ACL in 2020. This man just took a shot of Dayquil. Yes, he did, Red Jet. It's the lean. Yeah. Yeah. God, that does suck. I was hoping it would be meniscus 6 weeks. I really was. I was hoping that it wouldn't be shutting down the entire year. Oh, man. You know, look, it's a little bit too early to start talking about Super Bowls, but do you see the 49ers winning a Super Bowl without Nick Bosa? It's kind of hard, right? I don't want to get down on where this year goes now. It's not like you just lost your starting quarterback. It isn't. But that is the, you know, best defensive football player not named Fred Warner. Luckily, Fred Warner has been playing just out of his mind football. He has been incredible, and he's going to need to remain incredible the whole way through. I mean, Robert Saleh, he's been masking a lot of things. He's been masking a lot of inexperience. Now he's going to have to mask Nick Bosa's absence for the remainder of the year. Poof. That's tough. That is brutal, all things considered. Hey, so here's the deal. We have almost 500 people watching on YouTube and across X right now. We only have 58 likes. I mean, let's get those up, people. Let's hit that like button. Let's get this show pushed across the interwebs, because we need to talk about what else happened around the NFL yesterday. The Niners are now one of six teams, 3-0 in this league. The Rams lose in Philadelphia yesterday, and the 49ers, because of it, have sole possession of first place in the NFC West. I mean, this is a Rams game yesterday that they were totally in control of. Jalen Hurts could not have looked worse. They were booing the defending Super Bowl champs at home off the field at halftime, and then the Eagles came out a different football team in the second half. And we keep on talking how hard it is to be consistent from one week to the next, much less one game to the one half to the next, much less week over week. It's hard to be consistent over four quarters of football. And because the Rams couldn't be, they lose in Philadelphia in a game that looked to be as in the barn as it gets at halftime. The Seahawks mollywopped the Saints yesterday. They were up 38-6 at halftime. So Seahawks looking good, and obviously Arizona lost. The Dallas Cowboys, just talking about kind of a wide open NFC. The Dallas Cowboys are a 64-yard field goal away from being 0-3. They got clobbered by the Bears on Sunday. The Green Bay Packers, which everybody said just looked like world beaters through the first 2 weeks. Man, the Packers look good. I said the Packers look good because they did. Yesterday, they did not. The Browns shocked the Packers with 13 fourth quarter points after doing nothing all day to win the game. So Cleveland gets over on the Green Bay Packers. And look, if Cleveland can beat you, who can't? The Colts and Danny Dimes, they're one of the 3-0 in this league right now. They got a big win over the Titans. The Titans are really bad. Brian Callahan had a terrible day coaching yesterday. The Vikings used a prolific day of defense to murder the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, I was a little bit excited about the Raiders at the beginning of this year. I just thought, like, Pete Carroll was going to make them just play solid football. Just they weren't going to be Raider-ish. They're not going to look incompetent. They're not going to look like a bunch of guys who just met each other 10 minutes before the game started each and every week. Well, yesterday, it was as if the Raiders just took random fans out of the stands in Washington and said, you want to play? They were bad. They were bad. Their offensive line absolutely stinks. And the Commanders got the Raiders questioning their entire operation here at the end of week three now. So same old Raiders. The most surprising result yesterday was the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers shut out the Atlanta Falcons 30-0. Michael Penix is out there throwing interceptions and pick sixes to the point where they went to Kirk Cousins. That was bad. And the Chiefs, kind of a dull game. But if you thought the Chiefs made that dull, what amount of, you know, attribution are we going to give to the New York Giants for dulling up that football game? God, Russell Wilson was bad. He can't play again for the New York Giants. It's at the end of the game. There's no reason to be throwing the ball away. And Russell Wilson is out there throwing the ball away. What is going on? What is going on, Russell Wilson? Like, it doesn't matter if you throw an interception here. An interception here would be more respectable than throwing the ball away on a gots to have something down. That was something else. We do not need the New York Giants in prime time anymore. We really don't. I don't want to see the New York Giants in prime time anymore. I gotta be honest, I don't need to see the Kansas City Chiefs in prime time anymore. Kansas City Chiefs look like just a bunch of guys. I mean, like they don't look like the scary Kansas City Chiefs anymore. People are still dropping into the chat. Dale, Bosa torn ACL. Does Damon know? Yes, Damon knows. And that sucks. That really, really sucks. Clarence Beeks, who's been a member now for 18 months, this is two full lost seasons for Bosa. And how often does he finish the game, friends? What are you suggesting? That it's time to cut Nick Bosa? No. I mean, it stinks. It absolutely stinks. Trey Breezy trying to go positive here, saying breaking news, it is confirmed by the NFL, Nick Bosa torn ACL will be out the rest of the season, but we will prevail because we have championship blood in us to get it done. Well, it would have been great if somebody here had won a championship. That way you can say you had championship blood. You have NFC title game blood. You have Super Bowl participant blood. Can you make that trade for Trey Hendrickson? Would you give up a first right now? Would you give up a next year's first for Trey Hendrickson right now? Do they even have the cap room to do that? That stinks, man. That really, really, that sucks. You know, someone's asking, like Dale is saying, can we trade for anything? All I can tell you is that John Lynch has made some good trades. You know, there's some draft picks that we've questioned. The trades that he's made have been impactful, and let's see what he does here. The Niners got a, you know, the rest of this year to kind of figure it out. But that hurts. That hurts. Again, I would be all over the Miami Dolphins and the New York Giants because I think either one of those teams might push the button on the fire sale. So I would look. I would look at those teams. The problem is the New York Giants with Jackson Dart are going to convince themselves that we shouldn't have any sell-off because our future is about to get underway here. And so it's the wrong time to be trading away a good defense when you start working in a rookie quarterback. So maybe the Dolphins. I also don't think that the Houston Texans, who, by the way, find themselves 0-3, are about to, like, blow it up and start selling off defensive pieces. But you might want to keep an eye on Houston. Chris Barber saying season's not over. Faithful to the Bay. Chris, there you go. I got to tell you, for those faithful to the Bay claimers, I'd say about almost 1 in 5 49er fans, their faith is easily rattled in tight and close games. It's amazing. Every single game is 4 quarters. Every single game lasts as long as 60 minutes. Don't go giving up when you don't like the first, 20, 30 minutes in a football game. We're not even close to being done. Again, Bosa torn ACL. Who's taking his place? First man up is Sam Aquinu. You know, second man up is going to be Mykel Williams. He's going to be asked to be out there an awful lot more. And the nice thing about Mykel Williams is he's improving right in front of our eyes. And Bryce Huff, you got to do it on your own. Bryce Huff needs to be the reason why some of these rookies are flashing open because you got to pay that much attention to Bryce Huff. The two of them bookending. We hardly got to see it. JP from the 510. Hey, man, we need more Chris's in that watch party. Yeah. And it drives me, yeah, don't forget, 20% of our so-called fans seem to want the team to lose yesterday. It's like there is a percentage of 49ers fans who identify out loud as 49ers fans, like walk around wearing the baseball hats and the jerseys and, hi, I'm a 49er fan. What do you want today? I want my team to lose because I want to prove to everyone how right I am about not liking Kyle Shanahan or Brock Purdy. And I would rather be right and lose than be wrong and win. There is a group of Niner fans out there within this community that is undeniable, a bunch of fucking assholes. You know, soft, spineless, faithless. Some Niner fans, absolutely that applies to them. And you know who you are. You know who you are. Really sucks about Nick Bosa, man. God. Freaking brutal. When you watch 5 Super Bowls like me, then talk. All you did was watch them. Wait, come on. You think you wanting another Super Bowl makes you special? It doesn't. Everyone wants Super Bowls. Everyone wants a Super Bowl, Kenny. Come on. Come on. You know, I'm going to tell you what. You haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Stop acting like you were, you know, they're your birthright. They're clearly not. All you can do is hire the right people who you think are good at your job, draft the right players, try to stay healthy, and go win. That's all you can try to do. And the Niners, I think they got some of the right people. I wish they had more. I think they got the right guys. I wish they had a general manager who, again, gave them more people to play with. At the same time, it's hard for me to complain about depth when I'm complimenting all these backups for getting the job done well enough to become 3-0. They just can't stay healthy. And Nick Bosa's freaking torn ACL is not going to throw anyone off the scent of the Niners can't stay healthy. Dan Serrano saying, hey, keep your head up, fam. Next man up. Enjoy the process. Yeah. Jude is going to be spinning wax at the Dubliner for us. Niner for life, no matter what. Marty Hall says, Damon, at least we have some players on defense still. We aren't the Bengals. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Haven't done it in 8 of Kyle's coaching years here. You do realize there's only 2 head coaches that have ever won Super Bowls for you. It's not like any slapdick coach just shows up and wins Super Bowls and Kyle has already exhausted the amount. He's the 3rd winningest coach in the history of the San Francisco 49ers. Right now, he is the 3rd most wins in the history of the franchise. The 2 guys in front of him are the only 2 guys who have ever won a Super Bowl. This guy's been to 2 fucking Super Bowls. Wrong time to be changing the horse. Kenny's saying, we get close, but that's it. Go ahead and look around at all the teams that are pretty damn good who never even get close. Getting close to winning a Super Bowl doesn't mean you're now very far away from winning a Super Bowl. You just said you're close. You remain close. This season has started in a manner in which 1-2 was an absolute reality for the 49ers. They're not 1-2. They're 3-0 for just the 10th time in the history of the franchise. The job that Shanahan and Robert Saleh have done here through 3 weeks, exemplary. It's not devoid of criticism, but pretty damn good, all things considered. There is nothing in this league that is simple. There is nothing in this league that is just handed to anybody. You got to go out there and take it. And unfortunately, the 49ers now have to take it without Nick Bosa being out there to help. Robert Saleh has done a great job band-aiding and masking a young defense that is learning. The amount of, hey, Alfred Collins, CJ West, Mykel Williams, you guys don't have the luxury to develop at your own pace. We need you really good right now. That falls more on Robert Saleh. Man, the Bosa injury sucks. But it is what it is. And the Jaguars are going to be here on Sunday no matter what. New week, new money for the JJ Raider jar. Thank you so much, Mike. A little tip into the ganja jar. Look at it. Just right there behind. Oh, see, I'd be a terrible weatherman working on the green screen. There it is. There's a JJ Raider ganja jar right there. I hope you plan on showing up if you could. Everybody, to our good friends at the Dubliner coming up on October 4th, 4 o'clock. Be there, baby. Be at the Dubliner October 4th, 4 o'clock, if you could, please. We'd love to have you there. We are going to get together starting at 4:20. Everyone can remember that. 4:20, October 4th, Dubliner West Portal. Bring a friend. Friends gathering. It's going to be a good time. I hope you plan on coming by. It is the Saturday after the 49ers play the Rams on that Thursday night. I think we're all going to be over there. There's going to be a Cal game kicking off. So we'll watch a little Sacapolatele. Is that how you say that guy's name? I think I'm close. Ikes, I hope you are close to one. I really, really do. And if you are, you need to sign up for that Love Rewards program. You get a free sandwich when you sign up. You get prizes with every purchase and more, free chips, free drinks, all kinds of good stuff happening for you when you sign up for the Love Rewards program over at Ike's. And speaking of signing up, I want you to sign up for Sleeper. My parlay did not come in over the... I'll even show it to you here. It's what it looked like. I had McCaffrey scoring 2 touchdowns. I was trying to turn $20 into about $300 with a 4-leg parlay. I had McCaffrey scoring 2 touchdowns. I did not do well in that regard. I had Ricky Pearsall over 67.5. That hit. Connor, 50.5. He got injured, so that didn't hit. Mac Jones, no interceptions. He ended up throwing one, so it didn't go great for me. But I had an awful lot of fun over at Sleeper. You got to take the L's with the W's. And let me tell you can get a $100 deposit match up to $100 on your first deposit when you use promo code Damon right now. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy app in the world, and you can click on the link in the description of this video to get yourself signed up to Sleeper. Thank you very, very much for supporting my sponsors and my channel. That's how we do it. All right. Another how we do it over here is we wrap up each and every day with... Today in history. Oh, real quick though. We got Dale coming in with 2 bones saying Fred is more important than Nick anyways. We are okay. Well, I don't want to go Sophie's choicing between the two best defensive players on this team. Diamador Lenore is also out there too, but Fred Warner is the queen on the chessboard. He moves in all directions and he is playing maybe the best football of his career. And that's insane considering we're 8 years into the guy's career and he seems like he's just getting better and better and better. Dale saying, hey, Robert Saleh could take a JV team and beat the Jaguars. Dale, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I want appropriate respect level, appropriate fear. Appropriate fear of the Jaguars. That's what I'm looking at. Appropriate fear. Beat the Jaguars. Okay. Are you ready for today in history? Here we go. It's not a big day of birthdays. We wish a happy 67th birthday to the woman who hates herself for loving you. Joan Jett. By the way, I've seen Joan Jett in concert in a small club in Indiana. She kicked ass. Joan Jett rocks in person. Serious rock star right there. Bonnie Hunt, by the way, is 64 years old today, too. So happy birthday to our two ladies here today in history. Today in 1776, Nathan Hale was hanged by the British as a spy for the colonies during the Revolutionary War. In Britain's defense, that's what he was doing. He was a spy. He got caught. If you're a spy, if you're a spy or a sniper, you never want to get caught. If you do, you get disavowed. So sorry, Nathan Hale, but yeah, you were doing things you shouldn't have been doing over there. You were snooping around. By the way, 1789 today, the U.S. Post Office was established by Congress. So happy birthday, U.S. Post Office. I gotta grind a gear with the post office. It started during Trump, and we had what was a walking distance mailbox from our house that is no longer there. They took a mailbox away. I've never seen mailboxes disappear. They took a mailbox away in our neighborhood. Our neighborhood no longer has an I can walk to it and mail something mailbox. That pisses me off. What I have is a little box that I gotta mail. You go to any mailbox right now, you open it and you just can't like throw something in there anymore. It's like it's got like an ATM. You can only got room for an envelope to slide in. It's not like a big gaping hole that you could turn a thermos and put a thermos in sideways and close it and put it in the mailbox. It only takes letters. I have to go to a post office to put something in a mailbox that I used to be able to put in the mailbox that is walking distance from my house that is no longer there. The other mailboxes that I've found don't take boxes, only envelopes. Come on, U.S. Postal Service, make it easier on me, would you please? All right, we move on. By the way, today is a really, really big day in the history of television, and we'll get there in just a second. A couple more supers. Bang, bang, though. Barry Ford, thanks for the live shows. The only way this Cowboys, Titans, Steelers market that I can get is through the game. Yeah, seriously, if you live in Memphis, you live in the worst NFL market. You got to get Titans games shoved down your throat and AFC. Ugh. Yeah, sorry, man. Luckily, you got YouTube. It might be time to get a direct ticket. Tyler Black is saying he'll be there at the Dubliner West Portal at 4:20 on the 4th of October, and we will drink to Bosa. We will tip one back together, Tyler. Thank you so much for letting me know you're coming. We look forward to meeting you. It's a great community, man. These people who come up and show up to these things are all awesome folks. But one of the things I'm most proud of this channel is people who have gotten to know each other in the chats, like actually have become friends in real life. Like I've got photographic evidence of Chef A and Michelle Haberman just like getting together for drinks on their own. It's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I really do. Heather Taylor saying kudos to you for treating some of these idiotic takes by fans as if they're valid. Some fans here are incapable of rational thought. Again, yeah, Heather, I this is what drives me nuts. Like, I would assume if you're telling me you're a 49er fan, you understand the circumstances that are in play right now. The circumstances that are in play right now means this team shouldn't be 3-0. They are. So don't complain so much. God. Thank you, Heather. Couple historical things in baseball happened today, September 22nd, 1911. Cy Young beat the Pirates 1-0 for his final career victory. Win number 511 came for Cy Young today in 1911. There you go. Today in 1920, though, 9 years later, a Chicago grand jury convened to investigate charges that 8 White Sox players conspired to fix the 1919 World Series, and they did. They did. So, you know, no one should be a White Sox fan ever, but that's what every Cubs fan's been saying their entire life anyways. All right. So it is like officially the start of, is it like the first day of fall? It must be the first day of the fall TV schedule, because listen to all of these shows that officially mattered that launched today, September 22nd, on the following year. So we start September 22nd, 1982. Family Ties debuts on NBC. I don't know about you, but I wanted to be a Keaton when I was growing up. I mean, this ran 7 seasons, 176 episodes, and it launched Michael J. Fox into the stratosphere. Michael J. Fox got Back to the Future because of this, and then Michael J. Fox became Michael J. Fox of Teen Wolf and Michael J. Fox of a lot of things. I still, what's the Michael J. Fox one where he's Secret of My Success? I think that's my favorite Michael J. Fox 80s movie, The Secret of My Success. A lot of things happened. By the way, the Family Ties had such a charming theme song. What would you do, baby, without us? Sha-na-na-na. That was good. That was solid, man. It was TV was better when Family Ties was on it. I'm convinced. Today in 1985, Farm Aid broadcast on TNN and in syndication. So Farm Aid was happening today in 1985. Today in 1986, ALF debuted. ALF, Alien Life Form, is what ALF stood for, by the way. Today in 1987, Full House debuted. San Francisco getting an awful lot of screen time on ABC when Full House debuted. Today in 1994, a teensy weensy tiny little television show called Friends debuted today on NBC. In 1994, today in 1999, West Wing premiered. Today in 2004, Lost premiered. I never watched a single episode of Lost. Not one. I heard it was a great show. People whose television opinions tell me it was a great show. But I heard that that show turns into a whole bunch of like inexplainable shit. And it's like there's monsters. And like I'm out. I'm always out right there. I'm out. The minute you got like, ooh, this is a mist monster. I got things to do. Today in 2011, the scientists at CERN, CERN, by the way, is the largest physics lab in the world. Scientists announced their discovery of neutrons that broke the speed of light. They were reasonably sure that the experiment would not cause a black hole to open here on Earth and suck the entire Earth into that black hole, which these scientists say they were able to invent. So far, so good. You know, so far, so good. We're all still here. I haven't been sucked into a black hole since JT the Brick and the Raiders lost Oakland. So I have not been sucked into a black hole. You haven't been sucked into a black hole. I think the Cal Golden Bears now have like a black hole of former Lost in the Woods Raider fans who now go to Cal games. Okay, there's a Marshawn Lynch connection. That's good. Finally, congratulations. We have not all got sucked into a black hole. Finally, today is Elephant Appreciation Day. I appreciate elephants. I appreciate an elephant. What a majestic, big, peaceful creature. And if the Niners could get one to either play D-end or fill in for Jake Brendel at center, I would love to see an elephant in a 49er uniform. Maybe that's how you get through this injury to Nick Bosa. Bring in an elephant. Jamie, Black Hole Sun. Creepy video, right? Very creepy video with all those like weird, creepy smiles in that video. San Bruno Mike, dude, elephants are so smart. Look out here. Look at this. Elephants are great. Look at this. Shout out the elephants. Red Jet, elephants never forget. My nostrils, we got elephant emojis. But elephants are scared of mice. Isn't that weird? Is that real? Like, have you ever actually seen like an elephant get nervous around a mouse, or is this just a wives' tale? Is this just something that you see in nursery rhymes? There you go. No, Black Hole Sun was not Stone Temple Pilots, San Bruno Mike. That was Soundgarden. That was Chris Cornell. Are you your family sigil? First of all, your family has a sigil. What are you in Westeros? I love that. Our family sigil is an elephant. All right. Respect the elephant. Did we get to all these supers here today? I hope we did. I hope we did. We got them from Fuji. We got them from Tyler. We got them from Clarence. We got them from Dale. We got them from Barry. We got one from Heather. I think we got to all of them. And man, it just totally sucks that Nick Bosa's season is over. Hardly got underway. Hardly got underway. Yeah. RIP Chris Cornell. That dude could sing. Yeah. Leslie Tippett. I'll tell you what I like. My favorite Soundgarden song was Spoon Man. Spoon Man. Juan Campo says, Damon, how the fuck are we always hurt? Geez, every game, switch the training team. Again, Nick Bosa got hurt playing football. That's going to happen in football games, man. But that sucks, and we will leave everyone simply with this from my nostrils, saying, Salah got this. No worries. I hope so. I hope you are right, and I hope you plan on coming back Tuesday at 11 a.m., It is going to be another Damon Bruce Plus show here on the West Coast. Thank you for being a part of this. It means so much that you showed up for our live stream watch party. It means an awful lot that you're making plans to come on out for our Pluse Mania meetup on Saturday, October 4th, over at the Dubliner West Portal. Go get yourself an Ike sandwich. Have a little fun over on Sleeper. And thanks for being a part of this. And you really are. You're not just watching this. You are a part of this. Yeah, Christopher saying also Audio Slave. Yeah, they were good too. Cornell and Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, they were good, man. Yeah. What's the other, the Chris Cornell, what was it? Something, the dog, something of the dog, Temple of the Dog that they did with Pearl Jam, the I'm going hungry. Now we're getting into some real 90s grunge. The Temple of the Dog, I think. Yeah, it was Temple of the Dog. Thank you. There we go. Thank you, J-Mill. Temple of the Dog. Christopher's all over it, too. Temple of the Dog. Seattle special. Lots of Seattle there. Bosa just lost millions. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to say that he's going to make as much money now had he, you know, not torn his ACL here. But Nick Bosa is never going to want for a dollar in his entire life. He is still going to sign another NFL contract. But it might not be with the 49ers now. He might not be a career Niner. This might be a walk-away level injury, and we'll see what he gets somewhere else, or maybe they bring it back. I don't know. I don't know, but not good. Not good at all. Man, I totally forgot about that. Screaming Trees were my favorite. Wow, Screaming Trees. I mean, what, should we bring up Candlebox next? Thanks to everyone who tuned in, liked, subscribed, is picking up some merch, became a member. We had a brand new member today. Welcome to everyone. Thank you for being here. Please hit like and subscribe on your way out. And remember, my good friends, that sports don't build character. They reveal it. And like that, he's gone.